Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Built to Sell. Creating a business that can thrive without you. Written by John Warrilow. Read by Eric Sinistbet. Forward. In almost three decades at Inc. Magazine, first as senior editor, then executive editor, then editor at large, I have had many great mentors, and they've given me an extraordinary education in entrepreneurship. Among the many things I've learned from them has been the fundamental paradox that lies at the heart of company building, at least as it is practiced by the smartest entrepreneurs. You should always run a company as if it will last forever, and yet you should also strive constantly to maximize its value, building in the qualities that allow it to be sold at any moment for the highest price buyers are paying for businesses like yours. That's the philosophy of Jack Stack, the co-founder and CEO of SRC Holdings Corporation in Springfield, Missouri, with whom I have written two books, The Great Game of Business and A Stake in the Outcome, that explore the mechanisms he and his colleagues have used to create such an enterprise. It's also the philosophy of Norm Brodsky, the serial entrepreneur with whom I have written another book, Street Smarts, formerly The Knack, as well as a long-running column in Inc. of the same name. And it's the philosophy of John Warrilow. John, in fact, refers to this approach as having an option strategy as opposed to an exit strategy. The idea is to have as many choices in the future as possible. When you follow an option strategy, he says, you build systems and a management team around you, so that if a buyer comes along, or you decide it's the right time to get out, you have a sellable business, or so that you can install a president and move into a chairman's role, which is a kind of quasi-exit, or so that you can stay involved day-to-day and work on building an enduring company that can go on without you. The point is that the best businesses are sellable, and smart business people believe that you should build a company to be sold, even if you have no intention of cashing out or stepping back anytime soon. If you share that belief, this book is right up your alley. John does a masterful job in Built to Sell of illuminating the qualities that business buyers look for in a company, and he does it in a thoroughly enjoyable and engaging manner, by telling a story. Although Alex Stapleton, the lead character in the story, owns an advertising agency, the fundamental lessons he learns apply to any business.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?